here today to focus on one key campaign in Burma, and it's called Break the Silence. What does this campaign aim to do?
Well, it's a very practical campaign. It's aimed at giving people in Burma access to radios, things that we would completely take for granted here. We have democratic access to the media, we've got freedom of association, freedom of speech. In Burma, you have none of those. So even having a radio will give people access to the outside world.
You mentioned the award-winning documentary called Burma VJ. It was released last year, giving a number of first-hand video accounts of the uprising in 2007. What effect has the film had on the campaign in Burma?
Well, I think it's enabled people in the West and in other countries where we have press freedom to see this film. And in my view, it worked as a fantastic thriller, but it was for real. And it really brought home the danger that people experience every day in Burma. But the video journalists themselves, I thought, were incredibly brave. They had to smuggle the videos out to Norway. She's a head teacher. And it shows schools there that we are interested. And one of the exciting projects that Best was able to support was the artist Chris Robinson taught kids both here and in Burma, and they exchanged artworks.
Oh, wonderful.
And artworks coming from the Burmese kids was absolutely inspirational. And art can be a very powerful way of people expressing themselves.
Sure.
And their pictures were both beautiful and moving at the same time. So that's been an important link for 35 years. So I hope Edinburgh people will come out in their droves to support Amnesty International's concert and think about what they can do. Is it writing to their MP, writing directly to the government in Burma, but making their voice heard? For a very, very small effort, we can use our freedom to gain people in Burma freedom, pressure on Burma's neighbours. But it's a part of the world that is absolutely beautiful. It's experienced some of the horrific experiences in the past, wars, dictatorships, brutal dictatorships, but the people are friendly. Any of the Burmese people I've met are incredibly soft-spoken. It makes you think about people in the Highlands, actually. And I think there are different cultures within Burma, different races within Burma, and yet they all work very strongly together for their freedom. So I think it's a fascinating part of the world, but personally,